Okay, I think we've exhausted that topic. Let's move on to Third Cat.
When you let me feel the warmth of your love, your melody I suffer my cold heart. Wanna show you how you spun me around, but I open my mouth and there's not a sound.
So, you know, we were just talking about titles and choruses. The thing that leapt out to me right away is that there's this section in the chorus and it goes, and I don't know how to say it. And then he goes,
la, 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 yeah.
And then he repeats it, the chorus again, and he doesn't do the la, da, da, la, la at the end. And I really want it and I don't get it. And I'm a little bit bothered by that. That was just my first impression. It's like, Third Cat, you gave me this great thing and then you took it away from me. Why?
That's been his thing lately. It's like he's doing weird structures where you do, you know, you think there's going to be another verse or you think that there's going to be, you know, a repeat of the chorus and it's like, nope, the song's over.
Right. Like this time there's a verse and a chorus and then there's this big spacey instrumental break after the first chorus, which is not really where you expect it.
Yeah. So, okay. Very quick digression. Not going to mention Stan Rogers at all. So we, all three of us, were judges for Spin Tunes, right? I've been listening back to a lot of those songs. And the final round, right, it was Third Cat, Mandibles, Faster Jackalope, and Zoe Gray. And the, like, overwhelming consensus was that Third Cat's song was the weakest of those four, right? Everybody who voted put him at either number three or number four. That song is a banger, guys. That song gets stuck in my head all the time. And a whole bottle of Chardonnay, Cabernet, whatever it is, I just, like, suddenly I'll be like, I'll have Feel My Trouble by Third Cat stuck in my head. So I want to go back in time and tell us all, guys, we are not giving Feel My Trouble by Third Cat its due. As a preface to say, I really like Third Cat, and I really did not like this song. It feels like it never kicks in. It feels like it's about to kick in multiple times. Like the instrumental section is like building, building, building. And I did really like kind of like gate or phasing or whatever the effect was, where it's like that, 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 that. It became this like stuttery thing. It was really cool. It was about to break out, like in whichever, whenever, I think. There's the, like, when he does the, like, believe I want you. Sorry if I clipped the hell out there. But, like, the big, like, with the shaker and everything, and it's, like, exploded into this big thing. It never happens here. And, in fact, it, like, builds, 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 and then the chorus starts, and the drums are, like, nothing, hat, nothing, snare. And it's like, then it kicks in, but it's like this really limp thing. And then in the Sunbird Password section, it also feels like it's building, building, building. And then it goes to the limp chorus again. And the lyric bothers me because the central idea is that, like, this relationship is really great, but I don't know how to express it, right? Like, I don't know how to tell this other person how much they mean to me and how much this relationship means to me. And given that he is unable to verbally express any of that, it's really disappointing that the music doesn't express any of that either. Like, the music doesn't have any passion in it. It doesn't have any intensity in it that would be like, here are these emotions that I don't know how to express verbally. Here they are musically. It didn't have that. When he did the, like, but I don't know how to say it, la-da-da, it's like, oh, well, I guess, you know, I'm a crappy boyfriend because I can't tell this person how much I care about them. But I should say some things that I liked. because that seems like the polite thing to do. And there are things that I like. He's, you know, he's got a gift for melodies, and I don't know how to say it. La da 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 da. Like, that's catchy. It is. And it has gotten stuck in my head. His voice continues to be great. And the way that he records his voice, and he talked on the boards at some point a little bit about how he mixes like dry and processed vocal takes to come up with this kind of cool amalgam. I don't know the specifics of how he does it, but his voice always sounds great. His playing is cool. Yeah, whatever that effect was on the instrumental, that it was cool and I liked it. And I wish that these elements that I did like had cohered in the context of a song that I liked. And also, you guys should go listen to The Idiot by Stan Rogers.
Okay, maybe part of the problem with this song was that it gets going, and like almost from the gate, you know, there's this kind of good groove that's happening, you know, it's a good catchy groove, and then that weird instrumental section starts and it interrupts that groove. It gets in the way of that groove, but I still thought that's, you know, okay, the weird bit is good. And the groove comes back. So, you know, I like their use of panning in the song. They've been doing that a bit with both this and with their Narayan entry for Message Received. I thought the lyrics are fine. Is this song about Twitter? Does anybody know?
Oh,
it's like, I mean, he's talking about all this stuff. And then he goes, I can't find the way in. I can't see the sunbird. I don't know who I am. I've lost my password. Maybe he can't get into Twitter, and that may or may not link with the...
Yeah.
I open my mouth and there's no sound. I have no idea.
That I've lost my password line is kind of out into left field, but that makes sense in the concept, you know, sunbird, bluebird, Twitter.
If that is the case, it does not make me like this song more.
Okay. Well, okay. So one other thing that I wanted to mention here that we haven't really discussed. So there are four bands in here that are doing both Songfight and Narayan. And that's quite an accomplishment to be able to get in two original songs in for both of them. I'm not counting Ujin because that's the exact same song. So, but there is Budget Bears, which is Von Vorten, submitting as vowel sounds to Narayan. There's Third Cat, obviously. This is one of them. There's Paco del Stinco and Evil Grin, who's submitting as Pig Farmer Jr. So kudos to all of them, including Third Cat, this song that we're ostensibly talking about right now, for getting in two original songs in such a short time frame. And keep it up. That'd be amazing. Of course, can't totally expected. It's a hell of an accomplishment, but it impresses the hell out of me that you guys can get in that in such short notice.
A lot of folks are working really hard in this contest.
Yeah.